that your worth will be realized. You're
you can proceed anytime you'd like to, sir.
Well, I'm actually
sleeping?
No, I'm looking at I just was checking out the website. And there's a story about a gender-neutral baking oven.
That's just called an oven.
Yeah.
Instead of it being a little girly
right.
plastic oven for your daughter to play with.
This is the story of 13-year-old McKenna Pope, who cooked up a plan, pardon the pun, posted a video on change.org. You can go there, Roberta, change.org, in an effort to get Hasbro, the maker of the Easy Bake Oven, to create an oven for boys as well as girls. she has a 4-year-old brother named Gavin, and apparently likes to cook. Family tried to get an Easy Bake Oven for him, but were not able to find one that wasn't being marketed to girls. Girl says, I found it pretty appalling that they did not feature males of any sort in any of their packaging. This is a 13-year-old girl. She said, why women in the kitchen and guys working? Why is that? And so Hasbro has been asked the question, and they said, we don't have a good answer to that.
Well, think about the great chefs tend to be men.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
That's a great point. So is Hasbro, we can check out the story anyway.
Except they can't be barefoot and pregnant.
No, that's true.
How would you have felt if your son walked up to you and said, I want an Easy Bake Oven for Christmas, Daddy?
I would have been happy to get him an Easy. Remember, yeah, I'm in touch with my feminine
son. Yeah, you are. Jennifer, yeah. Roberta.
Been happy.
Roberta, you have
I'd
daughters.
Say sure. I think men, it is essential. Essential for men to know how to take care of themselves.
No, Richie, you do most of the cooking at your house. What do you think about it?
I may not do most of the cooking, but I am the better cook for
but
sure.
But any of it that's any good if you want to eat something.
By far, I'm the best cook. And
hi, Janet.
I try to teach my kids, my son, mm-hmm. especially because he's at that age now. He's 8. He can start handling stuff without killing himself. Mm. I try to teach him how to flip an egg. I try to teach him how to, just do these other things and make it fun so that he will be able to, because it's a great, great talent to be able to just
cook.
I pride myself just to be able to look. Actually, you can do this too, but it's scary when you do it. To look in the refrigerator and actually whip something up based on just
I do that every day.
Yeah. Except that he puts it all in one pot.
Right.
I do.
Right. Exactly.
With water.
Right. Yeah. I just want to sort of make. This is going to be a highlight section of the program. By the way, we're going to meet one of the sisters, Sledge. In a little while, she has a new Christmas tune, and as we are now into the Christmas season, remember the four Sledge sisters who called themselves Sister Sledge?
Yep.
Sure.
Kathy's one of them, and she has her first solo album, which has some Christmas music, and so we'll have that for you in a little while. The Powerball winners, I'm looking at these people over the weekend and thinking to myself, do I want to think that this is a great story? Or do I want to think, this is a couple. I actually kind of liked them. When I was all done reading about them, I liked them. The Missouri winners, the family of, what is it? Let's see here. Wait a minute, is this the Michigan one? No, I'm looking at these people holding. Mark and Cindy Hill got $293. That's good. Yeah, of course. Mark and Cindy Hill got $293,750,000 on Friday. $293 million at once. They have a 6-year-old daughter who's going to get a pony that she's been dreaming of. Let's see here. What else do they? They had actually very little in the way of plans. And let's see, a son, they have 3 adult sons and a daughter. And they all showed up. He wants a red Camaro, Richie. We could probably fix him up with one of those.
I'm just the guy that can help him with that.
Yep. There's no way they're going to be able to know what to do with 290. And why should they have to?
You know what?
Everybody keeps saying, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Why do they have to know what they're going to do?
If anybody within the sound of our voice right now listens to one thing that we ever say. If you hit this kind of jackpot, don't come forward.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, keep it a secret. Just enjoy
your
life.
These poor people are going to be hounded to death now.
That's a ton of money, though. There How do you hide that?
There was
you kidding a lot of people?
I mean, I could see if you win $5 or $10 million, but $200 million.
You do not have to go on TV.
No. And a lot of people have a lot of money. Nobody knows who they are.
There was on Dateline or one of those evening shows, they followed some of these exact people who won just a ridiculous amount of money and just basically told the stories of how it ruined their lives.
Yep.
One guy's daughter ended up getting addicted to crack cocaine or something and killed herself and... You know, wishes he says this money was a curse.
Yep, it can be.
Now, I'd love to have that curse and test it out for myself and hope I can, you know, overcome it. But, don't tell anybody. Keep it quiet.
Yep, pretty good idea. So, let's see. There was a winner. I'm trying to find the name of the people. The Missouri winner with the hills.
Well, there's an Arizona winner. Did they ever come forward?
Yeah, I'm trying. His name, I want to say his name. Is PAI or, I don't know, something like that. I'm not sure. Maybe I got the wrong guy. But at any rate, I think you're right when you suggest, and when you look at these people, these stories, two or three, four times a year, you find somebody winning this kind of dough. And what does it do to their lives? Just keep your head on straight. What's the old, keep your eyes on the road, keep your mind all ahead.
Yeah, that one.
Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Right. Really? Because I don't.
Just play along. It'll make him move along to the next
thing. It will, as a matter of fact. That's exactly what it made me do. The story of a big settlement in California. Got that coming up in a moment. First, though, let me help you if you are trying to look beautiful like Roberta and Jennifer. If you want to look like Jennifer and Roberta when you grow up, then you need to listen to your
Uncle
Dougie.
Whoa.
Who says I'm grown up?
Whoa, what?
Just like Roberta and Jennifer, it's okay for a kid to play with an easy bake oven.
Yep.
But when it comes to looking beautiful, I don't get to play along.
No, you can play along. You want to look beautiful just like Richie might look someday?
He's aging today, by the way. Happy birthday!
So Richie and I were back and forth on his Facebook page yesterday. I told him I was going to give him some power swabs for his yellow teeth. I was surprised. I haven't seen you. How long has it been since I saw
you? My teeth are not yellow.
Well, they aren't really great looking.
What are you talking about?
When's the last time
I
saw you?
I don't have Osmond teeth.
When did I see you last? I can't remember the last time I saw you. Was it this year?
At the Talkers Convention in New York in June.
Okay, I remember. I remember you now. You're the guy with the yellow teeth.
I remember.
Do not have yellow teeth. I'm going to get you the rectal jet.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we were going back and forth, Jennifer and I, on who's going to get you what. She's going to get you the rectal jet.
Just don't get them confused.
No. Well, but remember, the rectal jet came with that power thing that you could use.
For everybody who's... You remember the water pick?
Yeah.
Well, Doug had a sponsor, and the product was called the rectal jet. And the rectal jet was for, you know, cleaning up those places, and it also came with another attachment, so it became a dental water pick.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Either or.
He put his son through college on this product, ladies and gentlemen.
Dingleberries and dental floss.
Right. Yeah.
By the way, listening to your laugh, my spies listening on Friday said that you were having, not only did you have fun teasing me, but whatever it was that you said apparently hit a chord, and my friend was laughing, but you apparently were laughing at your own, whatever you said, Jennifer. You were very pleased with yourself about some visualization you'd come up with about me at the farm event, the Farm Bureau Convention.
I want to know who these spies are.
All right, let's get to your teeth.
It's okay, as long as we make them
No, wait a minute. Did I say we were doing teeth? No. We're doing face.
Huh?
Face. We're
you
doing
were talking
face.
About yellow teeth.
No,
I was just talking about the face.
I started talking about the face.
You want to look beautiful.
I said I want to look like Jennifer and Roberta, and I left Rich out, and he took exception to that.
That's right.
So this is for you, Richie. Insta Results from Pure Attitude. Insta Results is a facelift in a bottle. So if you want your friends to see you as you looked 5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, and this is not an outrageous, foolish claim. I know the guy who came up with this concoction. His name is David Pollack. He's written a book called 101 Recipes for Beauty. Get a free copy of that by going to justaskdavid.com/Doug. You can also order Insta Results there, which shrinks your lines, erases the wrinkles, all these things that are telltale signs of aging. Gonzo. Your eyes, your forehead, your neck. Put a little of this stuff on every day, and you'll see fabulous, fabulous results. go online to justaskdavid.com/Doug. Or better yet, if you call 941-505-2631, you'll get two bottles for the price of one and not pay any shipping or handling. Pretty good deal, huh? Get this stocking stuffer, nice little jar. They do things so well at Pure Attitude. Everything's so quality. So much quality. 941-505-2631. You pay $65 for a bottle at the regular price. You get the second bottle free. No shipping and handling. Make your face over. Make your face look better than it possibly could under any other circumstances. With instant results, 941-505-2631.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Love It or List It tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Wow, this is our home?
So make a list.
That's quite a list.
And check it twice.
This is little.
Where's the budget for?
There's absolutely no pleasing this man.
Because you're going to find out.
I'm just blown away.
Are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
All-new Love It or List It tonight at 9, 8 central, only on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
O'Reilly. It's not easy finding holiday gifts and staying within your budget. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and find great gift ideas starting at $5.99, including performance tool hex set, Dorsey 4 LED waterproof flashlight, Slime tire pressure gauge, and more. O'Reilly Auto Parts has your holiday shopping in the bag. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Celebrating 25 years of Radio Genius. Doug Steffens, good day.
Yeah.
Who likes this stuff?
All right. So, the Christmas contest of the day, brought to you by the folks at HGTV. They're sponsoring our Christmas music contests here. I'm going to leave this to Roberta or Jennifer to come up with a clever question. And the essence of this song, we pretty much all know what the name
Who
of the group
sings
is.
It? And it's not Charlotte.
No. Is that not pretty much commonly known, Richie, the name of the group that was assigned by RCA when this thing first came out?
I don't think it is.
Really?
No.
Huh.
I have no idea. My question would be, on a scale of 1 to 10, how annoying is this song?
Yeah.
And for bonus points, be honest, you try to sing along sometimes.
Roberta's
like
the one
Roberta.
I'm doing.
Charlotte's inside
of it. Do you know how silly this song is?
So here's the question.
It's just a keyboard with a barking dog assigned to each key in a different.
Right. Here's what happened. But the group, it was called The Blank. And what is the name of this
the
group,
dogs.
Per se? No.
The Barkers.
Will you shut up?
Did she get it?
Yeah.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That was really
just
was
shut
joking.
Up already. Will you, why,
I was
you,
joking.
Why don't you? Do you have? You talk about me having Tourette's syndrome, Rich.
She totally has Tourette's
she
syndrome.
She can't
awesome.
Keep a daughter head in his blows out.
I never thought that was one.
She's impressed, Roberta.
Congratulations, Roberta.
What does she win,
prize.
She's going to win the booby prize.
She's got two already.
I want some of that makeup stuff.
Yeah, you'll get the makeup stuff. We use it to. All right. So now, meanwhile, forget the contest, folks. We'll come up with something else that's clever, and we'll hopefully keep Roberta at bay, if you know what I mean. $500 million settlement reached in a California slaughterhouse case.
Ew.
The Humane Society says it's the largest penalty for animal abuse case in the history of our country. It caused the company that was involved to go out of business, supplier of meats, for the National School Lunch Program, for McDonald's, for Burger King. What's that?
Was it the pink slime people?
No. This goes back. This case first came up about 4 years ago. And the company, it was the first of its kind, these undercover videos that since have been used a lot. People going in, seeing downer cows dragged with chains and on forklifts and moved around to this was a slaughterhouse in Chino, California. The company's long gone, so the $500 million settlement doesn't mean anything, except that people who are doing this, I know we have a couple of slaughterhouses here in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Just that, if nothing else, think about it. I make my living with words.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about some words and what you feel, the visceral feel of the word, of the sound, slaughter. Isn't that one of those words? Yeah. That,
but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, did you hear me say ew? Slaughterhouse? Ew.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't matter, though, does it? Let's say the word slaughter meant... let's say it meant flour.
Yeah.
And flour was assigned to the act of slaughtering.
Hmm.
And then you flour a cow.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the same impact.
No, but it would if through the course of history.
I don't know about that.
So it's not really the word. Do you really think the word fits?
Slaughter?
Action, or do you think that we just learned?
No, the sound of it.
Yeah.
The guttural sound of it.
The absolute guttural sound of it. Slaughter.
Like guttural. Guttural is another word that is what it sounds like.
Yeah, right. Roberta, what does that sound like?
That's slaughter.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds happy to me.
Really?
There's a great word in Italian for
Roberta's
someone.
Contract.
For someone who's a gossiper.
Yeah.
The Italian word is chiacchierone.
Yeah, cacchierone your own.
So it almost sounds like somebody cackling, you know.
What's the word for clock in Italian, Roberta?
Yeah, you can't read because we're not.
Is what he's saying.
In Italian, how do you say tick-tock?
Here's the right time from the studio clock. Tick-tock, 28 after the hour on Good Day.
All righty. Emergency vitamin drink mix radio take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Love It or List It tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Wow, this is our home?
So make a list.
That's quite a list.
And check it twice.
This is little.
Where's the budget going?
There's absolutely no pleasing this man.
Because you're going to find out.
I'm just blown away.
Are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
All-new Love It or List It tonight at 9, 8 central, only on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
Staples. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
This is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there now is an automotive accessory that meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
I think I properly introduced all the players in the verbal band here in the last half hour. For whatever the reason, I was ready to get right into it. And so my good broadcasting background neglected to have me identify and acknowledge Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. My name is Doug Steffen. Today is National Mutt Day, in case you didn't know that. And that was the reason that we had the barking dogs do the Christmas song, which Roberta, of course, fouled up.
And it's also Rich's birthday, which is funny that it's Mutt Day.
Mutt Day.
Works out perfectly, Weird. Doesn't it?
National Mutt Day. Matter of fact, there's a website that Meredith told me about that I have to bring to your attention. It's all about dogs and finding some of them. It really is cool. But if you have a mutt, I have, actually, Brendan has the mutt. But there's something about these, what do they call them, Heinz 57.
Yeah.
My dog, the first dog I had in life was Frisky. And he came around when I was I think we got him when I was maybe.
What was his name?
For Frisky, yeah. And he lasted 17 years.
Wow, that's old for a dog.
Yeah, it was really, well, I'm going to break that record with Charlotte. We're going to keep going. But anyway, he was everything you could imagine. There was everything in him, and he was the best dog other than Charlotte. And so the underscoring here is the value of mutts. And so when you see a mutt today, mm-hmm. pat the mutt and acknowledge that.
Scratch him on the head.
Yeah, scratch him on the
belly. Tell
him,
good boy.
Yeah, good boy.
Good dog.
Let's
good dog.
Go back to the Christmas music, shall we? Because from now until Christmas, many times as we can a week fit in here, conversation with people who have made some significant contributions to the world of Christmas music. Now, this lady is the youngest of the four sisters. The family name was in the group. They call themselves Sister Sledge. Remember this?
We are family.
Oh. The sisters had a string of hits in the 70s and 80s, including this number one smash, stayed number one for 4 or 5 weeks in a row. VH1 recently named Sister Sledge as one of the most successful girl groups of all time, second only to the Supremes. So crank this up, Richie, please. Anyway, I want to find out, Kathy Sledge, we were talking earlier about the problems that young boys have in getting things like gender-neutral bake ovens.
Hmm.
Did you have...
Oh, okay.
Did you have brothers, or was it just the sisters, the four of you?
Well, you know, Richard, I was actually the last attempt.
Wait a minute, hold on a second, just a second. He's Richard, I'm Doug. I don't want anybody confusing the two. No, that's all right, it's okay. Just
okay,
don't want to
so
be confused with him.
Doug had Frisky. I was listening.
Yes, Doug did have Frisky.
Right. I'm the good-looking one.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. He needs his teeth fixed. Go ahead.
Okay. Actually, Doug, I was really the last attempt for a son out of five sisters. Yeah. I think by the time I came out, my dad was like, forget it.
Not gonna happen.
But we did get the we definitely had the Easy Bake Oven. I don't know if anyone remembers that, but
Yeah.
I just wondered because they're now trying to do something for boys because boys like to cook too, and I wondered that's what brought me around to wondering what your family was like other than the singing sisters. So how did you? What was the determining factor to get you to sing? I'm guessing you were in church, but I don't know the story for sure. So tell us the story of the emergence of the sisters' sledge.
The sisters' sledge. I think we never planned anything. Honestly, we were always sledge sisters, and we still are the sledge sisters. One day the DJ introduced us backwards because he had a bit too much to drink, and we kept the name. It's really the truth.
Never planned to be.
I don't ever remember having memories of, wow, when I grow up, I want to be a singer. We just sang. We just harmonized. Our grandmother was an opera singer, and she used to teach us different harmony parts. And I thought everyone could harmonize. I thought it was like talking. So it just happened. And even We Are Family was a song that the record company president was describing us to the songwriters. And he was describing, you got to write a song for these girls. They're family. They flock together like birds of a feather. And they took out their pencils and they started writing down the description of our family.
Mm-hmm.
So everything just happened. And a blessing, definitely. But never planned.
Blessings, oftentimes the best things that happen come along unplanned. And so there's nothing wrong in that. And the fact that you made a business out of it and a career and were as successful as you have been. You went solo when?
That's funny. I have been... I guess you could say my first true solo project was early 90s, and it went to the number one Billboard dance charts. So it created a strong dance following for me.
Richie, do you have Take Me Back to Love? I know that's the... I don't know. Sometimes
Take Me Back to Love, and then I went on to do some things with Robert Miles. And what's interesting is what people don't know is we had at least 9 records before We Are Family. I was 14.
Really?
Now there's a movie out. I know there's a film out called When They Were Kings about the Ali Foreman fight in Zaire. And that was my first time traveling overseas. I was 13. And we performed, with the Bill Withers and the James Brown. We were like the proteges. We were these little kids on the plane. But it's interesting, because of YouTube and I guess, all the things that you can search now, I get a lot of feedback from fans, and they're saying, well, I never knew you sang way before We Are Family. So it's kind of interesting. We've been there for a minute.
Yeah, right. But you don't, because we all tend to be superficial, kind of, and we focus on that which is most easily recognized. Mm-hmm. Not only have you done the single, not only with your sisters and then on your own, but I didn't realize that you've been in a lot of hit musicals as well and had a one-woman show based on Billie Holiday's life.
Yeah, so that I am truly excited about. Actually, there are actually 3 different productions about Billie, and each one has landed in my lap. And now there's Lady Day is actually going to Broadway. I've auditioned for the director and got the part. And now we have to audition for the producer, and we'll see what happens. But I'm excited about that. And then there's a regional production, Brighter Side of Day, which is my baby. People say I bring Billie Holiday to life. And so I thought, if people think that, then let's celebrate the music and the legendary artist that she was. So that's really what Brighter Side of Day is mainly about. And such strong legendary artists are coming on board to actually produce the CD, mm-hmm. like Stanley Clark, and he's bringing in some of his colleagues like George Duke. And so it's just, I'm watching it grow, and it's as if these legends are all coming together to lift her up. so that's pretty cool.
It is very cool. All right, let's talk about your Christmas. When did you and your sister start singing? Did you do Christmas music just for fun as you get started, or did you have something early on? Most everybody, when they became popular in the 60s, 70s, 80s, they all did a Christmas album. Everybody had it. Did you?
No, you know what we did? It's funny, and it's interesting because Christmas songs were always a huge part of our lives. You know, we would learn them in middle school, and, you know, all the different songs you learned during the season.
Yeah.
So we always sang them, but we never really came out with a Christmas project. I actually got a chance to be a part of a Christmas show, and I was asked to sing as a solo artist two of my favorite Christmas songs, and that's what I got a chance to do, and now it's starting to grow into wanting to do more of a project perhaps by next year. But it's funny, I think that the wonderful thing about Christmas music is it's so timeless,
mm-hmm.
and it's everywhere. So I think that it's something we definitely would love to do, and I definitely would love to do a project as well.
Well, you've got a couple of tunes around that have been recorded a couple of years ago. Christmas, the Christmas Waltz, Richie. Let's hear a little bit. This is great. Your voice.
It's my favorite Christmas song.
Well, your voice lends itself so well to this. And what else makes it work for me is the sort of Nelson Riddle sound of the orchestra. If half of the people listening don't even know who Nelson Riddle was, but he collaborated with Frank Sinatra a great deal, and the strings are important and all that. Don't you feel that, Kathy, when you listen to this?
Yeah, to me, it's like the epitome of romance. I'm a hopeless romantic.
Good for you.
So when I was asked to sing two of my favorite songs, that was one of them.
Yeah.
And it's funny because as we get closer to the holiday season, when I do different engagements, I always sing that song, and you'd be surprised. All generations just get up and they waltz to it, even if they don't know how to waltz. They
can
make it through.
Do the Bach. That's Mrs. Mrs. Somebody's dance studio where I went. They had us do the Bach step, and we always did it to music like that. Kathy Sledge is with us, the youngest of the four sisters, Sledge, and we're talking about her career, her albums, her performances, and you heard one of her favorite songs. You'll hear the other one in just a moment here on Good Day.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Love It or List It tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Wow, this is our home?
So make a list.
That's quite a list.
And check it twice.
This is little.
Where's the budget going?
There's absolutely no pleasing this man.
Because you're going to find out.
I'm just blown away.
Are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
All-new Love It or List It. Tonight at 9, 8 central. Only on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troupe of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things.
Kathy Sledge is with us, youngest of the sisters Sledge, on her own with much of what she does. Although you guys still tour, you guys. Don't you all?
Yeah.
You're on tour, the four of you, right?
We do. It's funny. I sometimes jokingly call us the Forrest Gump group. You never know what you're going to get. What's funny about the sisters is people have to... We have been doing it all our lives. So sometimes we'll come together. We are always called together at different times. Uh-huh. Like for the inauguration, we were there when... the president was first inaugurated, and we were also, well, we actually hosted the Pennsylvania ball with the then governor, Rendell.
Good.
The thing about We Are Family is I believe that it's just going to be here when I'm long gone.
Yeah,
and
I know.
So people, you know, they call on us, and it's actually, I've actually just travel the world because of that song.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that
and
wonderful?
It made such a yeah, it is wonderful. Yeah.
Bobby Lewis, I remember interviewing him once, and he said the same thing about Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath.
Well, yeah, I believe that. It's funny. Some songs
one song.
Are timeless.
Yep, right. All right, you Kathy, know? Best of luck to you. Congratulations on a great career. You have a wonderful way
Thank
about you. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and enjoy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have
my
a wonderful
favorite.
Holiday.
Yeah, you too. Kathy Sledge here. All right, so here's our Christmas question. The song we're playing, My Favorite Things. What was the first song that we played? She had two Christmas tunes that we played, and you got 60 seconds to call us at 800-510-8255. The name, actually, of this song, because that's what Richie's playing now. We played it first. What is the name of this song? 800-510-8255. You'll get $150 worth of Pure Attitude Christmas products, facial creams and washes and that sort of thing. HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Should they stay or should they go? Don't miss an all-new episode of Love It or List It tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, or I guess 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific, right, Jennifer? It's on HGTV. Richie loves this. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
Yeah, it's a cool show.
Love It or List It. All right, and that business with Kathy, thanks to the folks at HGTV for making that possible. Very cool. All right, so what's the name of the first song? What's the name of that song? For the Swell Prize, you got to work fast. 800-510-8255 on Good Day. The poll over the weekend, have you gotten your Christmas tree yet? Jennifer has been following that. We have a Facebook question, I think a Twitter question on it as well. 31% of you said you already had the tree. It was up and decorated. 18% of you said not yet, maybe in another week or so. 15% of you said not yet, maybe this weekend. 14% said, yeah, I've got a tree, but it's not decorated. 12% no, I don't know when it's going to get done. 10% said, I'm not going to get a Christmas tree. Yeah, da, 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 da. All right, let's see. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Ron Lombino calling.
What's the name of that song that we just played?
The Christmas Waltz.
Christmas Waltz. Did
Good
you like
job.
It? Heard you like her version?
I loved it so much. It made me feel nice, warm, and getting right into the holiday spirit.
Where are you, sir?
I'm in Harrington Park, New Jersey.
All right. Well, everybody in New Jersey's got to warm up a little bit. Hold on just a second. We'll send you our prizes. 51 after on Good Day.
In three-quarter time, which is you and yours the same.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgaiter.com, the 60-second pain relief.
So we've gotten out of the, although I thought that was a good contest. We ran for a couple of weeks, the sound of the put-downs from the movies. But it's now time for us to officially, for the next, let's see, Christmas is 3 weeks from tomorrow. So for the next 3-plus weeks, every day when Chuck Curry is here in Movie Moments, we'll have some Christmas music. This happens to be Christmas Vacation from Mavis Staples.
Yeah, absolutely.
This would be a one of those Chevy Chase. How many of these movies were there?
There were three.
Three. There were four. Chucker says four.
No, you had Vegas, European, Christmas.
Chucker, I'm deferring to you, Chucker.
Yeah, you're right.
That's horrible. Isn't that? Don't you choke when you say he's right?
No, don't mess with me on vacation.
Happy birthday to Richie today. By the way, the caller who just... We've got more callers with birthdays today. Who was the guy who just...
on day.
Ron Lombino from New Jersey. Hey. He said his birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ron.
All right, so now we have to get to our contest because we're starting our Christmas season with Christmas movies. This was the number one movie during Christmas 1983. So maybe you need to know more, maybe not. We have three different excerpts from this year. Win $150 prize package from Pure Attitude.
Lethal Weapon.
The right answer, not quite. That's a Christmas. Not at Christmas
The original
time.
Lethal Weapon, Chucker, was a Christmas movie, was it not?
It was not. This is
that
not,
was,
no.
In my opinion, it was, yes.
Yeah, all right. Merry Christmas. Who are you going to blow up and shoot?
It was.
All right, yeah. That's not about it. But isn't it really interesting, though? You're right. A lot of these movies that are so big, the hits that are so big.
Die Hard.
Yeah,
the original Die Hard was a Christmas movie.
Right, Merry Christmas, blam, blam, blam. All right, anyway, and this is not
taking,
a blam.
You're taking all the fun out of Christmas.
Right? I know, I really yeah, that's
right. As usual.
Okay.
We have people trying to answer already. We haven't played the
audio. We haven't played the
Hold your horses.
Anything for $150 worth of Pure Attitude prize stuff. All right, here we go. The first...
Fragile. That must be Italian.
Well, I think that's Sister Fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a clue. We're going to have one of the actors from this movie on the show later.
800-510-8255. Yeah, you take my breath away, Rich.
In the heat of battle, my father wove a tapestry of obscenity that, as far as we know, is still hanging in space over Lake Michigan.
From what movie is this audio? 800-510-8255. Keeping in mind that from now to Christmas, all of our movies will be Christmas movies. Here's the last clue.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified. I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder Carbon Action 2-inch O-rings ball arrow.
Put your eye out, kid.
No. Shoot your eye out.
All right. 800.
And Ralphie will be joining us in about an hour.
Yeah, all right.
You know, actually, for fans of that film, I think in 2 weeks, the cinema chain on a Wednesday night is going to show it. One night only.
Yeah. See, I think that's what theaters ought to do. What you have done in Stroudsburg, Chuck Curry is our movie man. He lives in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, kind of a quiet little sleepy town in the mountains of eastern Pennsylvania. The movie theater...
That's another word for boring, but yeah.
No, I was being... No, it's a nice, quiet little town. That's what it is. And so the movie theater there, the owner is friends with Chuck, and he revives movies all the time, like a Friday or Saturday night, which is kind of a great little community gathering, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
I wish I could do that. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out a way I can play movies at the farm next summer on like a Saturday night or something. It's the same sort of thing. So, at any rate, you're working on the this movie while Chucker tells us what happened to the box office this weekend.
No big surprise, Doug. Pretty much status quo from week to week. Twilight Breaking Dawn 2, number one, once again, $17.4 million, $254 million in 3 weeks of the release. Well on its way to $1 billion worldwide. Skyfall continues to do well. New Bond film, $246 million in 4 weeks, almost $900 million worldwide, $17 million over the weekend. Right. As we all, the consensus is that's a very good film. Steven Spielberg's Lincoln, doing very well at the box office. These type of films could go either way.
This one's a great movie. Good. Very good.
13.5, 83 million in 4 weeks, and Rise of the Guardians plays 13.4. Life of Pi, 12 million, 48 million in 2 weeks. I got a chance to see Denzel Washington's movie Flight over the weekend. I liked it a lot. It's somewhat mismarketed by the studio, but it's one of the better films I've seen about addiction in quite some time.
I haven't seen it, but I want to see it. I wondered if it was still around. So it is still around.
Yeah, it's still around.
That's
good. And what we're saying, in my opinion.
Hi, Jody, what's the name of the movie?
Christmas Story.
Christmas Story. Who was the star?
That was, oh my goodness, I can't remember his name.
All right, Chris, help her out. What's the name of the star? Chris.
Oh.
He gave up. All right, Richie, who's the star?
It's going to be Peter Billingsley. He played Ralphie, and he'll be joining us in just a little bit.
You said that. All right, Jody, you get the prize. Thank you, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.